Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Indeed, it is a wonderful Friday afternoon. See, I'm already messed up here. It's Friday morning. Anyway, I definitely need to have a little weekend break here. Looks like the temperatures across the region this morning running mostly in the 30s across a big part of the region. Some 40s are occurring down in some of the southernmost parts of the region. We do have a lot of fog out there again this morning in the southern parts of the Midwest, indicative of some contrast in air mass temperatures that's likely to evolve as we go forward over this next couple of day period. Now, the temperatures are going to warm up rather nicely across a fair amount of the Midwest as we go forward through these next couple of days, and that will likely bring us some warmer than usual conditions in the west, central, and southern parts of the region. I don't think it's going to reach into the north, unfortunately, for those folks there. Stay cooler bias. But today we'll see highs mostly in the 50s across a big part of the region. There'll be some 60 and some lower 70 degree temperatures out in the western fringes of Corn Belt country from eastern South Dakota and western Iowa down into Missouri and Kansas. But we'll keep all the heat out there, at least for today. Tomorrow we'll push some of that heat, though, through the lower parts of the Midwest and many areas from the southern portions of Illinois, southern Indiana, and southern Ohio down into Kentucky will be in the 60s. And we'll probably see some more 70-degree temperatures in Kansas and parts of Missouri. As we move into the day on Sunday, most of the warmth will continue in the southern parts of the region one last day before colder air moves from north to south across the region. We'll expect the afternoon temperatures on Saturday and Sunday both to be slipping into the 30s and 40s across the northern portions of the Midwest, while there will be some, 60 and some 70-degree temperatures occurring in the southern parts of the region. By the time we get to Monday afternoon, everybody will be cooling down, and Monday and Tuesday both will be a little bit milder days across a big part of the region. Our low temperatures at night will slip back into probably a few teens and 20s across the Great Lakes region, the upper parts of the Midwest, while temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest will slip as low as some 20s and 30s. Most of the freezes will stay to the north of southern Illinois and parts of Missouri. We'll expect to see some chances for precipitation in the region as we move through this next five-day period, but I am not expecting any major storm system to take place. For the most part, the Midwest is going to be free and clear of major systems for a while. There is one system of interest that will occur in the upper parts of the Midwest. As we move towards the early to middle part of next week, that storm system is promising to bring some needed moisture to Minnesota and the Dakotas, where it's been so dry recently. Even parts of Iowa will have a chance for an increased amount of precipitation as we move from Tuesday into Wednesday. Maybe 2/10 to 6/10 of an inch of moisture will occur across some of these areas, and we'll likely see that being beneficial, at least in the short-term outlook here, where there'll be a little bit more moisture in the ground, a little less worry about the long-term outlook for some of those areas. I'd be real cautious about assuming that this is the start of a long-term trend change, because I think those areas in the northwestern Corn Belt will see a lot more drier bias conditions later this season. And down in the U.S. hard red winter wheat country, we got some decent rain last night across the region from southwest Kansas into central Oklahoma. Some of those areas saw 2/10 to 7/10 of an inch of moisture, some local totals getting up over an inch. It was beneficial for that narrow band, but the rest of hard red winter wheat country still needs a significant amount of additional moisture, and it's not going to come for a while. Early April is the next targeted time period for better precipitation. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.